Almost all the churchgoers in the town's only Catholic church are immigrants from around West Africa. Nadibu is one of the closest ports to the Spanish Canary Islands, a popular destination for West Africa's Europe-bound migrants. Nigerian priest Jerome Dukia says when people make up their mind to attempt the sea crossing, there is little he can do to stop them.
Some of them ask for prayer. They come, bless me, Father, I want you. I know what I'm doing is wrong, but I have to go and I have to pray. And they need my blessing. And you can't refuse to pray for somebody. And I know that people are traveling. And I know that they may die. They may perish in the sea. And you can't do anything to stop them. It's very difficult and painful to live with.
Dukia works with the Catholic nonprofit Caritas, providing small business loans and training to try and convince would-be migrants to stay. Dukia says few do. Other nonprofits train returned migrants to such skills as cutting hair, dyeing fabrics, or sewing. But many say the migrants disappear after coming to classes a few times. Vasily is a 21-year-old Guinean who has tried to leave twice before. He says the boat organizer told him if he can find four clients willing to pay 1,000 euros each for a spot on the boat, Vasily can go for free. UN crime officials say it is mostly international members of organized crime who buy the boats, using people like Vasily to recruit passengers. Vasily sits for hours in this restaurant shack run by Guineans, hoping to hear of someone looking for an open spot on a boat. While Vasily helps people find a way to leave Nadibu, a Spanish National Guard commander goes to sea. Spain has provided Mauritania a surveillance boat, guards, and a night radar-equipped plane since signing an agreement last year to prevent clandestine migration. Commander Paco Corrales has worked with the Spanish National Guard for 7 years in southern Spain to fight drug and human trafficking at sea. He says Mauritania has been a harder assignment because of the rougher waters and the numbers trying to leave in poorly constructed canoes.
Ahí no puede dormir nadie, y si no estamos interviniendo, lo que estamos es vigilando con los medios de vigilancia nuestros.
The commander says his crew rarely sleeps because they are constantly on surveillance or carrying out a rescue. He says he gets information from informants when some canoes leave. Corrales says they find others during routine surveillance trips at sea. According to local police, some 5,300 West Africans were caught at sea near Nadibu last year. Once returned to Nadibu, the Africans are held in this detention center for up to 3 days before they are returned to their home countries, or rarely given refugee status to relocate. The Spanish Red Cross provides the mostly male detainees 3 meals a day, health care, a blanket, and a 5-minute phone call to let someone know they are alive. The organization's representative in Mauritania, Conchi de la Nieva, says she does not judge the Africans for their sea crossing attempts. She says it is everyone's right to search for a better life, that it is a human need to find relief from pain. Border officials in Spain and Italy, major destinations for West Africa's illegal migrants, say about 12,000 have reached their shores so far this year. Officials are not clear how many died during the crossing. European officials have reinforced water patrols in the triangle formed by Mauritania, the Cape Verde Islands, and Senegal, forcing migrant departures further south to the unguarded creeks and islets of Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, and Guinea. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Nadibu, Mauritania.